Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Just love to hear that intro. Love to start the show with Dave's voice, and I just love the show, period. And love the fact that you're there. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Trish Hennessy. And here's an interesting thing. As life just revolves, especially during this holiday week, we've got 5 days to go, and I just got a call from Demetrius Neighbors, who was supposed to be our guest in the first hour. Well, this morning, he woke up, and his daughter woke up with both eyes swollen. So he just got out of the doctor's office. Now, the reason why, she's okay, the reason why we wanted to do it in the 2 o'clock hour was because Demetrius was supposed to pick her up from school, and he had to dash off at 3, the usual hour for the interviews. So we're just going to flip things around again, and he's going to be with us next hour when they're all nice and cozy and back at home. She's okay. She was looked at by the doctor, so life is good. Woohoo! Let us dip into some sounds of the season. All of these songs won't be exactly songs of the season, not traditional holiday songs, Christmas songs, but they will all be from folks in the Baltimore, D.C. extended area. So here we go. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy start things off with the Charles Arnett Trio. Christmas time is here.
Thank you.
is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Have I said to you that I've never known a love as wonderful as the love you give to me? Have I said to you that my life has changed since you have been right here, sharing every day and night with me? I want you nothing I would rather do than spend my days and nights in love with you. I pray my actions and my words will show. With all my heart, I want you to know. With you a love that will outlast the sun that warms the sky. On this vow you can rely. Can I share with you a loving home where we can build a family?
Saving that song for a special occasion. Mm-hmm. From Elliot Levine's CD, Elliot Levine and Urban Grooves, The Funk, The Whole Funk, and Nothing But The Funk. Oh, a really cool and very interesting CD, as is Elliot Levine, who is a master at the keyboard. And if you go to Elliot, that's spelled Elliot Levine.com. You'll find out some information that is going to blow your mind. Has opened for McCoy Tyner, has toured with Heatwave. Matter of fact, he still does. Toured with Wilson Pickett, opened for Brian McKnight. He's just very fascinating to watch when he is doing his thing. And everybody and his mama gravitates to watching him wherever he plays. He's got a real interesting lineup of musicians always with him. And on that particular piece, Mark Evans, what a vocalist Mark Evans is. They wrote that song, I Want You to Know, and it's on Elliot's CD. It's also on Mark's CD. On CD Baby, you can find it, The First 7 Years. Just one of those vocalists who mesmerizes you, and he looks like a big teddy bear. He's real cute. So when he sings, women just collectively go, oh, God, oh, God. It's just like that, especially with a song like that. It's so heartfelt. We also heard Billie Holiday, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. That's on a few different compilations, and that song is so fascinating. First heard 1937. That is an Irving Berlin song. You heard it the first time, of course. Nobody listening has heard it the first time, including me. I'm usually older than most, but this is 37 from On the Avenue with Dick Powell, Madeline Carroll, and Alice Faye. And Billie Holiday just took it up the charts. Many have done the song, but there's a certain kind of magic when Billie Holiday did it. Now, I found out an interesting thing about Billie. Check this out. She was signed to Commodore Records back in the day. The co-founders of Commodore Records were Milt Gables and Jack Crystal, the father of Billy Crystal. Billie Holiday babysat for Billy Crystal when he was a baby. Yes, it's really crazy but true. I love that. The imagery of that is just too funny to imagine. Starting off, it was the Charles Arnett Trio, Christmas Time Is Year from Christmas All Year Through. Charles Arnett, over 25 years in the Baltimore area. Of course, you know Billie Holiday had both Philly and Baltimore roots. Elliot Levine from the D.C. area. Mark Evans from Baltimore. Back to Charles. He is an adjunct instructor of music at Baltimore City Community College. He's the minister of music at his church. And on that particular track, as is the case for all of the tracks, and it's a beautiful album, it's Charles on piano, Tony Bunn on bass. Tony Bunn, by the way, opening up the first visitor slot in January of 2012 after he returns to Denmark and his brand new baby daughter. So we're looking forward to that. Jimmy Taylor on drums for that piece. And yes, you're wondering, okay now, where is Demetrius Neighbors? Here's the story. Demetrius is going to be with us next hour. Turns out that his daughter woke up this morning and both of her eyes were swollen. Not one, but both eyes. So when I talked to Demetrius just a couple of minutes before the show start, he sounded a little panicked. And he said, now look, I'm in my car, but I'm ready to go. And I said, wait a minute, you've got your daughter in the car. This is the daughter you were supposed to pick up. And this is the daughter that we switched hours for because you needed to leave at 3. Yeah. I said, no, you drive yourself home and get her settled because obviously daddy and daughter are a little bit shook up from the doctor's visit. So we'll just proceed organically. That's what we'll do. Oh, I love it. You know these kinds of things happen around the holiday season, right? Of course they do. Let's get back to music. Benji Parecki, one of those guys, another keyboard wizard, and he sent this to me a couple of years back. We have a few of these particular songs on this show today, this hour, that you really can't find via CD Baby or Reverb Nation or Amazon. You have to go to these folks and say, can I please have a copy of that? And he or she might give you a copy. I'm not sure, but I wanted to play Benji's Jumpin' Jehoshaphat interpretation of Winter Wonderland. Check this out. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy continues. Thanks for being there.
dream a dream of me. Although I'm far away, I'll be with you. This Christmas day, when you awake, look underneath the tree. There'll be a letter there to you from me.
An amazing young man. His name is Todd Marcus. He is a bass clarinetist out of Baltimore, and his dad is Egyptian. And as Todd was growing up, he just got immersed. It almost is like through osmosis. It's not necessarily that Todd's dad would play music, because I think that Todd is the more musical of anybody in the family, but it's just from the culture and I guess the music that he heard on vinyl or cassette growing up, it just got into his playing, and it's so beautiful. If you go to ToddMarcusJazz.com, you'll learn more. That was called Psalm from a beautiful CD, very much straight ahead, In Pursuit of the Ninth Man. And Todd, he has been a busy guy. People love to play with him, not only because he's such an astute player, such artistry, but honestly, there's not a whole lot of bass clarinetists around, especially who can be so flexible with that instrument. He does quartets. Todd assembles trios. He has folks together for a duo, and he has full orchestra. And he plays the Cat's Eye Pub in town in Baltimore every Monday with Phil Conniff and his new quartet. And he has got plans afoot for New Year's Eve to play with the Ben Frock Love Unit Orchestra. You'll find In Pursuit of the Ninth Man on Hypnotic Records, and that's H-I-P, Hypnotic, don't you know? We heard Slim Man. Yay! Love the Slim Man. And folks who are on Facebook know that the way to access Slim is to find Slim Manicotti, because he's just quirky like that. Christmas Letter is a brand new Christmas CD, and here's what I know about how you can get your hands on that. You go to slimman.com. He's got a special. It's $20 for two Christmas CDs, and he'll include a free download, I don't know how he's working it, of Christmas Letter. So I know that that song really means a lot to him, because he and his new songwriting partner found out that they had kin who were in World War II, and they came across some letters, and it just made for a beautiful, nostalgic memory of what Christmases have been and continue to be for soldiers. We don't have to worry about a whole lot of soldiers, because they've come back from Iraq, which is a blessing. But and then Slim just returned from California, our little Christmas soldier. So now, instead of coming back to Baltimore, he's in Nashville. We're not going to say anything more about that. Okay. He's got his birthday coming up in January, and I'm sure that there's going to be a Rams Head show of some kind. We'll keep you posted. Benji Parecki, we heard from. Benji from the D.C. area. He did Winter Wonderland. What a guy he is. Let me tell you something. When you have former bosses like Chuck Brown, and when you have played with Stevie Wonder, Angela Bofill, and gosh, there's a bunch of other folks. There's at least a dozen to 15 that I could name off the top of my head. Jazz, funk, blues, gospel, rock, reggae, he does it all. He was 10 when he was playing the trumpet. At 15, he had professional gigs. At the age of 20, music was his full-time career. And to see Benji, you would think, oh, gosh, he's just such a cutie pie regular guy. He is flipping amazing on that keyboard. It's just really a pleasure to dwell on the folks from Baltimore, D.C., and we got a little visitor from Pennsylvania, too, that we're going to play in this next 20-minute period or so. And don't forget, Demetrius Crayon Neighbors is coming up next hour. He was supposed to be here during the 2 o'clock hour, but he had a family emergency. We know how these things go, so he'll be with us, hopefully, at the top of the hour. Maybe his daughter will be right next to him at home, but that's preferable to the car, which is what he was going to do. He was going to just talk to me in the car on the way back from the doctor's. No. Benny Russell is a buddy of mine, I'm glad to say, and I got to know him through working with him a bit at Harford Community College. And he is a professor there. He's one of those guys like Benji, but older than Benji, and I couldn't even possibly tell you the background for saxophonist and professor Benny Russell. It just would make your mouth drop for the next 10 minutes, because there's something to be said about children who show promise very early. And then they take that and they blossom and they keep on blossoming. And before you know it, they have lived lives. And Benny is just about my age. He's in his 50s, younger, but he has had more experience than most at the age of 75 or 80, just that kind of life. This is from his really cool Proverbs CD. This is called Psalm, as a matter of fact, just like the title that we just heard. Different song entirely on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Involved in 1976. Yes, there was an unwritten rule that you did not play female vocalists back to back because we were told by the male program directors that nobody wanted to hear females a lot. Oh my God. Thank God 2012 is looming in the horizon. We just heard Carenza Gray with her interpretation of Amazing Grace back to back with Lori Williams. Two different gals, two different backgrounds. Carenza, Pennsylvania girl who made her way through Frostburg State University and showed some promise early on, and has actually shared the stage with CeCe Winans and Vicki Winans. And Carenza was the last recipient of the Billie Holiday Vocal Competition Award that was huge in Baltimore for several years. This was back in 2009. The reason that she nailed that, because of that song. Yeah, kind of stopped them in their tracks there. Now, I will tell you this. This song that you just heard is not on her Let Me Be Me CD. That was a bonus track that only certain folks got. But I thought, you know what? Holiday season, wanted to make sure I spread that word to you. And I wanted to make sure, too, that you heard Lori Williams' interpretation. Carenza Gray, GRAY.com, has more information. Lori Williams' website is Lori, L-O-R-I, jazz.com. Just found out that Lori's going to be at Blues Alley And that's going to be in January, part of her birthday celebration. I will be there. Lori, one of those gals. She's like the Energizer Bunny. She is involved in schoolwork. She does these gigs. She is going 24 hours a day. A mom, Healing Within, the name of the CD. Great personnel on that album. Alan Johnson, Benji Parecki, who we heard, Mark Prince, who you've heard on the show, Tracy Cutler on saxophone. It was just awesome. Antonio Parker's on the CD, Michael Bowie, William Knowles, James Genus. I know I'm leaving some folks out, but you get the idea. You're talking about some creme de la creme of regional artists playing on the tracks that you've heard, just as you did on Cyrus Chestnut's piece, O Tannenbaum, from his 2000 Charlie Brown Christmas CD. CyrusChestnut.net. I'm going to have a little moment of silence for me as I say this, because honestly, I didn't think that things were going to turn out this way as far as meeting a person that I revere so much. But the other day in church at Central Christian in Baltimore, Rosedale, actually, White Marsh, okay, we had this Christmas pageant. It was great, funny. Oh, my gosh, such a lot of talent in the church. T and I were there. We were enjoying it. And then you knew that the mood was going to shift because it was starting to get to be that time when the pastor was going to read the Christmas story. So here comes this man, sat down at the keyboard, and I went, no, that can't be. And there he went into O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and every hair on the back of your neck stood up. And son of a gun, the band leader came to the mic after the thunderous applause and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Cyrus Chestnut." Yeah, turned out that the band leader's wife and Cyrus's wife worked together, so that's how. But Cyrus Chestnut, hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, will be on the show sometime in 2012. And if you want to pick up his newest CD, of course, if you want to pick up Charlie Brown Christmas, that's cool, because Cyrus was known back in high school as knowing all the Vince Guaraldi songs from Charlie Brown. And then 35 years after the original recordings by Vince, Cyrus recorded Charlie Brown Christmas, and it's just mind-blowing. Just amazing people on this CD, including Gary Bartz, also from Baltimore. But the new one is called, the newer is Journeys with the Cyrus Chestnut Trio. And last but not least, Benny Russell. Yeah, we played four songs in a row. Benny Russell from his CD, Proverbs, and that was called Some. Benny's going to be with Warren Wolf, Todd Simon, Blake Meister, and George Gray. He's going to be in the vicinity in the next few weeks. And you can go to, I believe it's Benny Russell, it better be, BennyRussell.com to find out more. Just one of those guys, again, sat in with Morgan State University at the age of 15, playing alto, tenor, and soprano saxophone, played clarinet, bass clarinet, and flute. Multi-instrumentalist, played with these cats from Harry Belafonte to the Four Tops, Manhattans. You could hear him on The Cosby Show, and now he's a professor, and he does these gigs, and he's just a handsome, thriving, very much into American history and what jazz means to American culture. Just love the man. We are going to play something from our guest who's going to be with us in mere moments, Demetrius Neighbors. Just such a thrill to know that he's going to be talking to us. I learned about Demetrius via our mutual friend, Lynn Roundtree, and why don't we just do that? Since Lynn was the one who introduced me to Demetrius, why don't we play something from that beautiful new A Journey Within Part 1 CD from Demetrius. This is called Croydon Road with Lynn on trumpet and Demetrius on that too much to even say keyboard. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Oh, you'll love this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Let me tell you something. When I first heard about Demetrius Neighbors, I got the CD, and of course Lynn Roundtree was the person who said, by the way, have you heard about this guy? And got the CD. Demetrius sent me the hard copy, bless his heart, because I had only heard snippets, not whole songs. So first time I'm listening to the CD, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, did the CD change tracks? What? Sounds like a couple of different people on this CD. Wow. And I thought, you know what? This music, I talk frequently about meat and potatoes music, especially when it comes to jazz. This was not only meat and potatoes, it also gave you the appetizer and dessert, ladies and gentlemen. This CD is so cool. Oh, my God. A Journey Within, Part 1. I heard the keyboard work of Demetrius Crayon Neighbors, and I thought, no. What a find. And then I realized, you know what? God doesn't make mistakes. I know that I'm supposed to know him for a reason. And here he is, Demetrius Neighbors.
Hi, Trish. How you doing?
You know what? I think I'm doing a little bit better than you, Daddy, today. You want to tell us about your day?
Oh, man. It started off really crazy. I mean, it started off great. I mean, first of all, I got a chance to wake up and see another day.
That's
because,
right.
Because, you know, nowadays, life is really short, and it's, you know, it's been so many deaths this year.
You're not kidding.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm thankful for that. But then when we got my daughter up, her eyes, both of her eyes were swollen.
Wow.
So,
why? Did the doctor must have told you, right?
The doctor said that she was fine. She's healthy as a horse. Nothing. You know, the swollen went back. Her eyes went back down. So it went back down to the normal size. And the doctor said nothing is wrong with her. It just could be from the weather, the heat, anything, you know, could have made her eyes swell up like that.
Or an allergy, Demetrius?
Well, yeah, or she could be allergic to something. So we're going to monitor her, but everything was fine. But I've been at the doctor since this morning all the way up until when I called you to let you know, like, can we change the time back? So it was kind of crazy.
I know, and you know, I have to tell you that I certainly was doing this in absolute love, but to hear your voice when you called me on the cell phone to let me know, you know what, I'm ready to go. We just got out of the doctor's office, and you sounded so panicky, and I thought, oh, God, he's ready to do the interview in the car with his daughter in the car.
Lord, yeah. I was just trying to keep my word, but I'm glad that you were able to say, let's push it back to the original time.
Oh, so, listen, this you're both home, right?
Yes, we're both home. Yes.
Okay, what is your daughter's name?
Her name is Jada. Jada, well, like Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God, that's so cool. Well, you tell Jada that we all send love, prayers, and really good wishes that she's 100%, that she doesn't get any more of that, and she enjoys her Christmas day.
Yes, exactly. I will. Thank you.
Well, you are a busy guy. You're one of these guys who's got multifunctions, too. I'm surprised that you're even able to spend this time with me.
I said I wouldn't say but when I think about my schedule, yeah, Trish, comes to mind. I'm sorry. It just comes to mind. I have a lot on my plate, yes.
Because, I mean, you are, besides being a pianist, producer, composer, arranger, you're also going to school, are you not? And then you're a husband and father.
Yes, a lot going on, which requires a lot of time. And honestly, I don't know how I get it all done. I know it's with the help of my father above, because
yes.
Other than that, I think, I would pretty much, I don't have any hair as it is, so I'm bald up top, nothing is growing, but I think I've even pulled out some of the hair on the side of my head that grows a little bit, so yeah.
Well, I read an interesting thing recently about hair, and I wondered how bald men, because I really love bald men, and this article was so riveting about if you have hair, let it be, because it's an extension of your nerve endings for your body. And I thought that was fascinating because of Native American culture. And as it turns out, the story in the Old Testament about Samson, that is not so far removed from the truth, because when he cut his hair, he lost his power.
So that means, you know, that's even more reason why God sustains me. Because
that's
I don't
right.
have any hair, and I have a lot going on, and he gives me strength to endure everything that I'm doing.
And I know that you have strong faith in that regard. You were raised in the church, so that's where your musical leanings first started, correct, Demetrius?
Yes, definitely. I grew up in church. Gospel is my root. And I'm still in church. I'm at a mega church of 13,000 people.
Wow.
I've been there now 9 years, if I'm correct. It's Triumph Church in Detroit, Michigan. Pastor Solomon Kenlock, he's a blessed man of God. He's doing awesome things, but I've been there for 9 years.
Oh, my gosh. I have to say, I don't know who the photographer was who took those pictures. I saw some pictures in the church area, and you got some good-looking people in that congregation, can I say? Holy cow!
Really, Trish, that's the first thing you say? Really?
That is no, listen, I was so stunned. I'm thinking, doggone. Maybe I should take a little trip to Michigan or something. I don't know.
Well, you would definitely get a handful of sightseeing. Yeah, definitely. There are some interesting and beautiful people at the same time, yes.
Well, it looks like the church is on fire, and that's what stood out in my head. I thought, oh, my gosh, all these people look so happy to be there, and that's the first thing that I saw, I promise you.
But definitely getting back to my roots of being in church, I grew up at this church. I grew up at my church, God's Inspirational Kingdom, under the leadership of the late Prophetess Leslie R. Brown. She was the one who gave me my chance at playing an instrument. I didn't learn the piano until I was 13, and I was turning 14 the next month. The lady that taught me, she's no longer here either. They both passed. My pastor, she passed earlier this summer.
Really?
Then the lady who taught me, Barbara Denard, who taught me how to play, who gave me my first lessons, she passed, if I'm correct, last year. I've had quite a few people who strategically in my life really had a hand in my musical journey passed in the last couple of years. So it's been interesting. It's been really interesting. But the church I grew up at, it was a non-denomination church, so more spiritual. And so what they did was, it's called promenading. So it's almost like a dance. It mimicked the style of New Orleans because my pastor was from down south. So she was from Mississippi, and so she would always go to New Orleans on Beale Street. So, you know, on Beale Street, they are dancing and everything. And so we mimicked the same type of environment at church. So it would be times in the service, in almost every service, we'll just go to a blues and they will promenade down the aisle. So we'll start off bum ba bum 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 dum dum da 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 da, and I mean, so it was blues and jazz and it's during the church service.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and so actually my tribute on the album Strolling Down Blaine, because the church was on Linwood and Blaine, that was my tribute to, like, my church. So I started off with the same motif. What we would do is bump, ba dum dum dum. So I started off the song like that, but then I went into my own tribute from that. So everyone that attended that church, when they hear the beginning motif of Strolling Down Blaine on the album, they exactly know, plus from the name of the song. That was my tribute. So
and I got to tell you, Demetrius, and first of all, let us tell the folks who are listening, this is your first interview, is it not?
This is my first official interview with Miss Trish.
I just love that because you sound like you've been doing them for years, young man, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it. I was nervous. I just put it out there. I called Trish, everyone. I was like, Trish, is there any prerequisite questions that I need to know? This is my first interview. I want to make sure I'm on point. I don't want to say because everyone I listen to on the radio, on TV, is always there. They always teach you in speech class. Do not say Try not to say I was a nervous wreck. And But Trish was like, Trish was like, well, you know, I've been doing this for years, since, you know, for 20 plus years. I mean, she went superstar on me, but she was still down to earth.
Look, the reason I told you I've been doing this since 76 is because, and not 1776, you smart aleck, 1976, is just because I wanted you to know that you were in safe hands. And it didn't matter, you know, that you, whatever, because people always have these little quirky things that they do when they're talking to somebody. It's just a natural conversation, that's all, you know?
Yes, it is, and you made me feel at ease, and
well,
that really helped me out. And I was like, I'm trusting her. I trust her all day. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? When you were ready to do this interview in the car with Jada by your side last hour, I thought, you know, this guy already is facing his first interview. Can you imagine him driving or even in a situation where he's in the parking lot and Jada wants to get home after being at the doctor's all day? No, it just worked out the way it's supposed to work out. And this CD, let me tell you something, Demetrius, it is really a choice CD. I don't know how long it took you to, you know, I guess for lack of a better phrase, in the making to get this done. But, oh, my gosh, it was so worth it because you've got, what, a lot of tracks. And each track is like a story unto itself. I am just so proud to know you.
Thank you so much. I lost you for a second. So when you didn't hear me reply, yeah, it wasn't because I didn't have anything to say. I actually lost the signal. So I missed probably a good 30 seconds of what you were saying.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't matter now because actually it was just pretty fluid. I just thought you were listening. But tell us how you got the process of getting the CD finally out, because sometimes it takes people years. Was that your story or no?
Actually, it did. It took me consistently. I started working on it for the last 2.5 years, but I've been writing since, I would say, 2006.
Oh, ooh.
2006. But I've always been working on other people's projects, so, of course, that's the story of most of us as producers. You know, we work on everyone else's project, and then, you know, ours just get pushed to the side for a number of reasons, whether it's, you know, money is involved because we need the money. Because with your own album, when you're making your album, you're not making any money, or you're not being compensated because you're making your own album. So we still have kids and still have bills, so you keep working. And next thing you know, a year goes by, another year goes by. And so I was just determined to get it done. And I had, you know, key people in my life that were constantly pushing me and say, you know, you got to take care of yourself. You need to say no. So this album, it's been a 2 to 3 year process, definitely.
Well, you certainly turned it out in such a way that it seems like, as opposed to leaving any loose ends on a debut album, you didn't. This is the kind of work that gets turned out by somebody who has had several out there already. It's really nice, and it just, I used the word on you the other day, it morphs into this different kind of artistry. You start out, you think maybe somebody who's listening has you pegged, and you can't be pegged. That's why I love it. You certainly are a contemporary jazz artist, but there's a lot of influences that are in your music that you can't readily hear in somebody else's work, and that's why I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I just really started. I've always wanted to be a jazz cat, like Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, you know, Keith Jarrett, the greats, and I am still, you know, on that journey to becoming that type of player, and you know, in everything, showmanship, performance, you know, even, you know, mentality wise. But I do thank God, because I've just come to grips where I appreciate the journey that it has taken me to get here. So that means R&B, gospel, jazz, funk, classical, and what I try to do in A Journey Within is really display those journeys that I've, you know, went down, as far as those roads that has made me who I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really cool.
I really try to display on there. Yeah.
When you go to your website, you actually have a little synopsis of each of the tracks and how you got to feel each track. That's so cool when people do that. I really appreciate artists who take the time to give us a little clue as to the inspiration for each song.
Yeah, that actually came up at the last minute as far as me. I thought of that of myself, and everything you're reading on there, that's the description of each song. Those are my own words. I wrote everything out, and they just put it on the website, and I just tried to really give an in-depth review of how I came, you know, how the creation of those songs came about. It's nothing, you know, I didn't try to be politically correct. I didn't try to, you know, really just be so scholastic or scholarly. That's exactly what I felt when I wrote. So
it's from your heart. There's no doubt.
Definitely.
Yeah. And look, you sure are attracting the right kind of people to you. People really do believe in you, because you've got Tim Bowman, you've got Lynn Roundtree, you've got Randy Scott on the CD. Hello.
Yo, those are my big brothers. I've been working with them for years, and they support me 125 plus 75%. I mean, totally. I've been working with them. They're more like my mentors, definitely. I look up to them, and we all work together. And we have a musical family. We are a musical family here in Detroit, definitely. So I really appreciate them for doing that.
Gosh, Detroit is so much like Philly. That's my hometown, and I'm living in Baltimore now. So Detroit, Baltimore, Philly, such music towns, aren't they? Oh, my God, what a blessing.
Oh, yes, definitely. They are. Philly is outstanding. It's a lot of great players there. Detroit as well. It's just so many talented people all over. And I'm just glad, again, I just thank you for continuing to reach out, continuing to keep the legacy alive of jazz and believing in this music. We need more individuals like you, like I've told you before. And I'm telling you again across the air, I just really, really, and I know I can speak for other artists, we really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, Demetrius, I have to say, honestly, in all humility, what you do, because I know that to a large extent you view what you do as a ministry, and so do I. It's not just something fun to do. Honestly, there's so much great talent, and it just is so thrilling to know that if a couple of people from the show and the archive that it will be after it's done, if they get turned on to you, holy cow, it's what is supposed to be, because you've put some blood, sweat, and tears into your music, and you know that it's time to, what's the wording here, reap the harvest?
I would hope so. I'm more concerned, and it's in line with what you're saying. I'm more concerned about the music just getting out there. I want people to hear what God has blessed me with. This talent is not my own. I'm glad that He used me, gave me the gift, and using me as a vessel. So I'm more concerned about the music just reaching the masses as much as I'm worried about a compensation. I don't care about the money. You know, I just want my music heard. I want the music to go to the nation. That's what I care about, it because it is spiritual for me. I mean, playing this music, being able to improvise, it's a spiritual connection for me, and that's what I want people to hear. Yes, we have to play the politics and do certain things, but at the same time, I want to be able to still display my creativity and display what's in my heart and have everyone hear.
That's cool. Well, we have a really cool chat room going on, and Norman Woods, who was my guest last week, who uses the name of Inside as the jazz poet that he is, he wants me to make sure that I tell folks what your website address is. It's dknmusic.com, right?
dknmusic.com, Demetrius Crayon Neighbors, yep.
And how did the crayon happen? I'm dying to ask you about that.
Actually, this is it's a toss up. It's between two of my closest friends, but I believe the winner of the battle is Howard Webb. That's his name. he's like my spiritual brother. They're close friends, but both of them are, especially Howard, he's really like my spiritual brother. And so he used to come over my house when I would be doing production and I did concerts with him. And he said, you know what, man, this is what I remember. Just kind of solved this battle. I remember him saying to me, you know what, every time I see you, you know, and you playing, you're arranging, when you're playing and then you're arranging your composition, I hear so many colors, man, I'm going to start calling you Crayon. And that's how that man came about. And from that day, I just embraced that name, definitely, because he says a lot of color in my playing. Everything I do has a lot of color, so that's how we came up with Crayon.
Well, you know what? It made me think that, especially after I heard the CD, and I was thinking about your name, Demetrius, in quotes, Crayon, end of quote, Neighbors. I thought, you know, I'm going to ask him about why, but I think that he's the kind of artist that colors outside the lines.
Exactly. Exactly. When I read your teaser, I was like, oh, she is sweet. She is sweet. I really like the teaser because, exactly. I mean, I try to approach it from not being in a box. I never see myself in a box. That's not how I was made. Now, I might do a few things to, it may seem like I'm in the box, but I'm going to take you on another journey. I'm going to take you somewhere you're not expecting. That's been me from the beginning, ever since I started playing. I'm always doing something I don't supposed to do.
So. Oh, wow. I like that, though. And you know what? I'm dying to play another track. And usually, I'll tell you the truth, I only get three into my studio here to play. But I couldn't decide. So I've got, we played Croydon Road, and you know that I love Full of Peace. And So Into You is a different vibe entirely, and I've got a flowing interchange. What would you like me to play?
Nice selections.
Yes.
Let's see. So you said So Into You, A Flowing Interchange, and Full of Peace.
Yes.
So we have two ballads in the medium. So let's go with one of the ballads.
Let's go with what?
Let's go with one of the ballads.
One of the ballads, because you know what? The reason I ask you is you're getting just a little muffled now, and I want to hear you clearly, so.
Okay, let me try something.
Well, that was even a little better right there.
Say it again.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's real good. So,
okay, so should we have one to you? Go ahead, Trish.
You know what? Maybe we should go something for the ladies, because I definitely want the ladies to understand the romantic side of you.
So into you is the track.
That is it. I mean, I had to do a little bit of tissuing off after I heard this song. I just want to tell you.
Well, let me give you a little background on that song. Every time I perform that song out, yeah, you could just about imagine the response to that song.
And
that song is meant for exactly what you feel. That's for the couples, you know, to be romantic with each other. That was the major reason for that song. Nothing else. I'm sorry, I just can't say it. Just nothing else.
No, look, I can imagine that some happy husbands came up to you after another show that they have seen and said, thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, the guys. Because whenever I play the song, I announce the song, and I talk about it from a couple standpoint. I'm like, guys, I'm trying to help you out. Here we go. So and I play the song. But I have not heard one lady said it. They haven't liked that song. All the responses is that all the women love this song.
Oh, well, you know what? I can't stand to have them wait another second. This is from Demetrius Neighbors, A Journey Within, Part 1. This is So Into You on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Ah, yes. It's a good thing that song was 5 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Woo! From his brand new CD, A Journey Within, Part 1, Demetrius Neighbors, and a song called So Into You. My, the chat room was electrified by your presence, Demetrius, and that song.
Yeah, like we was talking on the chat room. I'm going to need, you know, I need everyone to put it on, you know, have the men put it on repeat so it can go longer than 5 minutes with that song.
Seriously, and whose ever idea it was, probably yours, to have that well-placed guitar near the crescendo of the song.
That was all me.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah, well, you know what you're doing. That is really choice stuff. Oh, my gosh. And again, it demonstrates another side of you on this CD that is just so different from the other songs. Each of these has its own different flavor. I love it. And I know I'm not the first person to tell you that, right?
No. The reviews have been amazingly excellent. I mean, just excellent. Everyone is really impressed. I almost kind of took offense to it, especially for the people that know me.
Okay.
Because that's what I keep receiving, is that, oh, my God, I'm so impressed by your CD. And I'm talking about these are folks who know me, who know my musical ability. However, I did come to realize that they still didn't know everything about me, so I had to be okay with that. I took offense at first for a minute, like, really? Like, you didn't expect it to be good? I mean, I work hard. When I say Trish, that's not being arrogant. I work hard. This journey has not been easy. I don't watch TV. I got 3 kids and a wife. And I do not watch TV because I'm always studying, working. Only time I watch TV is really when I'm with them, and that doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
So, you know, I work extremely hard, and I still have to continue. But for the folks that know me, yeah, I had to do a double take and, you know, say, Demetrius, hey. And one of my good brothers, Terrence Palmer, He was like, D, take it as a compliment. They really didn't know. They know you, but they still don't know you. So when you made the comment that I've morphed into, you know, these different, you know, elements and artists, I totally understood what you were saying, because that's how they felt too when they listened to the CD. Because maybe they was expecting one thing and I gave them something totally different.
And not only that, but probably they know you and they know your ability, but they're standing back in awe of the artist that you are continually evolving into. Because, you know, we've talked about this recently on not only this show, but the other show that I do, Cool Jazz Conversations. You aren't the same person that you were yesterday. You're not even the same person that you were last hour. So all of that experience that you bring into the music that you're creating, their minds were probably blown because this is your work now. They were used to you when you were doing other people's work. But with you, with all this expression and the elements of classical and gospel and R&B and your love of jazz coming through, that's pretty awesome work.
Thank you. I receive it.
Yeah, please receive it. What would you like to see have happen in 2012 as you're going through this big, fat journey?
That's a very excellent question. I would like to see, I would love to tour. I would love to tour, you know, going around, playing at different venues and just getting the music out there. What concerns me, of course, is grad school.
Of course. How much longer?
I'm in grad school, so that kind of that you know, that's a little challenging right there. So you asked how much longer in grad school?
Yeah.
Well, I just started. This is my first semester that ended, so I have two more semesters.
So you know what? God will work out a way, honestly. You know that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So definitely for the summer, I would love to just going around traveling and playing at different venues and really just, you know, promoting the CD, promoting my music, you know, whichever way I can.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad to hear that. And that's another thing, because you really pride yourself on the education aspect of your life. You are real ambitious in that regard.
Lord, it took, but Trish, I mean, secretly, I mean, I don't know if everyone is really listening, but between you and I, it took 17 years just to get my bachelor's.
Did it really?
It took 17 years, yes. I just graduated with my bachelor's this past April. I just graduated, yeah.
You know, I can relate to that because, honestly, I was going to Temple University back in the day. I'm confessing this for the first time, but I'm about maybe 4 or 5 credits shy of getting my degree because my dad was sick at the time, and I was freaking out so much that I didn't finish up. So I still have a grandiose notion of having a doctorate in jazz studies someday, you know?
Nice. Well, you go right ahead, and I will root for you for the doctorate because I don't want it.
Well, look, the truth be told, it sure would be funky to be called Dr. Hennessy, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's sweet. That is sweet. Not only do you have the liquor, but you got the doctor behind your name. So, I mean, that is right on point. Now, Dr. Neighbors, I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of him.
Oh, no, look. You know, well, who knows if somebody has ever asked you this question, but the first thing I think of is because we were growing up and we saw Jim Neighbors on Gomer Pyle. Has anybody ever asked you if you were related?
Actually, yes. and I tell them, I wish I was because then I would have some money. So, I mean, yeah, I wish. Or, you know, he could have left me the music legacy and I could have carried it on, but I guess I have to carry it on through my own journey, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, no, you're absolutely okay. Gosh, what did Randy Scott say about you? He's got a quote on your website. And by the way, Norman said that he just went to your website and he said that he is feeling it. He said, man, you throwing down for real. He loves the website.
Yeah, thank you, Norman, again. Thank you so much for checking me out and supporting my music. Randy Scott, that is my man. He did have a quote on the website, and Norman is making another comment.
I know. Look, once you get Norman started, because this man is a prolific jazz poet who has turned out some work that would make you grow hair, actually, Demetrius. That's how good he is. So when he says, when he says that the stuff is good, woo! Be blessed.
Well, I definitely need him because I'm trying to, you know, I need some hair.
You look fine. You look fine.
I don't know. I mean, because during the wintertime, it gets really cold.
I'll bet you it does. I thought about that so much. What do you do? Mm-hmm. You wear a lot of, like, covering. I mean, not just flappy coverings, but tight-to-the-skull coverings.
Yeah, I wear a hat all the time. Even actually when the temperature drops under 65 or even 70, all depends what time of the year is, I put a hat on because with me not having any hair, it's just I get a cold really quick if I don't, you know, wear something that covers it. So.
Oh, yeah, because it starts at your head and you live in Detroit. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Those winters. Ooh.
They are very much brutal.
Yes. And I interrupted you because I really want people to know what Randy said about you because that is some kind of statement he made.
Yeah, he did make a statement. I was actually looking for it. I know it's on the website. It's on a few different sites. And
I thought so. I thought that I saw that. He was making note out. Well, to paraphrase, he said that what you're able to do, you make what other folks might find complicated into simplicity. You're able to get these combination of forces into a melody that is moving to people. And I thought, oh, wow, that's quite a compliment.
I actually have the quote right here.
Okay.
He said, Randy Scott said, this new project, this is quote Randy Scott, this new project is incredible to say the least. Demetrius is a master at making complex music sound easy, melodic, and effortless.
Mm.
He manages to center everything around the melody of each song, consequently creating pieces that truly move the listener. The outcome is pure genius. He is truly a musical giant, and this CD is proof. Quote, end quote, Randy Scott, Trippin' in Rhythm Records.
Oh, hoo, hoo, hoo. I love that.
Yeah.
That is beautiful, and it's right on the money. And, you know, we often think twice about using the word genius, but he said it about you.
Yeah, I was a little disturbed by that statement. disturbed in a good way, because that's a big word, and I hate to say it, but I never thought of myself as that. I'm just a lover of music, and again, I love the gift. I know who gives me the gift. I know it's not mine. I know it could be taken away. And another thing to go with that, I really believe that, of course, God does everything when he wants to do and how he wants to. And I believe, you know, he set me up for this time. He allowed me to go through this journey so I can be one of the musicians who really know who is behind all this and who has given me that gift. And I don't say that statement just to sound spiritual or anything, but I really believe, because I've seen some of the great musicians that are talented fall, who, you know, they get arrogant and they forget who has given it to them. And I think at 36 years old, because my birthday was 2 weeks ago, at 36, I believe this journey was made, or I went through this journey to really know who is the captain of the ship. I just really believe it.
And, you know, along those lines, and this really can't be stressed enough, because you and I know this, and it just seems like other people are catching on. Sometimes it takes folks like me late in life to really get it. But when you understand that what God has for you so overshadows what you could possibly want for yourself, if you thought you were happy in your own desires to have something or someone in your life, and then God opens this door and he says, yeah, but look what I had in mind for you.
Exactly.
It just blows everything else out of the water. You think to yourself, what was I thinking? What he had in mind for me and being happy while I was here on earth with all these blessings just negates anything I could ever have dreamed.
Definitely.
Man, it's just mind-blowing that you understand that what you're doing on a day-to-day is something that thrills you, and you're getting paid for it. How about that?
That's fine. That is definitely fine. Sometimes as an artist, though, and just putting your music out, it gets rough. It's very challenging because there's so many things mentally that's going on in your head. You know, for my debut album, I was just really hoping that everyone will receive the music, you know, because it's close to my heart. And every artist wants that, you know.
Sure.
And mentally you just go through this battle of sometimes, you know, you might not feel you're good enough, or, you know, people are not going to really like the album. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. And you get into this tug of war mentally, and it's draining. It's draining. And then you need people spiritually, or who has an influence, who can be biased, but yet encourage you and let you know, you know, it's, you know, you're doing it, and just stay prayerful, just continue on the journey, just persevere. So it gets tough, but at the same time, I have the right individuals around me that, you know, brings it back to perspective and bring me down to earth to let to, and when I say bring me down to earth, I don't mean arrogant or anything, but to let me know, hey, come on back here. It's okay.
Sure.
It's all
yeah.
right.
Everybody needs that, and it's good that you know the difference at the age of 36, honestly, because that's a big wisdom factor to learn in your life, and it makes me want to say to you, promise always that you'll do music that's personal, and never think that you need to do something that's expected of you. You do what's in your heart to do, because there will be people who relate to you and your experience, as opposed to you assuming that what they want is something different than you. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And that brings up this, you know, this comment that I'm thinking as you were saying that. The music industry is tough right now, you know, is really challenging. But at the same time, I'm glad that at this day and time that I can really be free in being who I am. I have to play a little political game, but however, I really don't. And so I'm really glad that, you know, I can be free and just do what I feel. And that's exactly what I tried to do on the album. I used the first half of the album to really appeal to you know, the jazz listener, smooth jazz, as they will be called, the smooth jazz listeners, but I wanted to give an edge to it,
mm-hmm.
to just, you know, to draw them into what I do. And then the second half of the album, you know, the complex, the more, you know, statement, the deeper, you know, music for them to realize who I am, you know. So I use the first half of the album as bait. Just like a worm. You know, you put worm in water to get the fish. I used the first half of the album to really draw people. And plus, that's still me, because by me dealing with R&B, dealing with even hip-hop and rap, you know, I'm a groove guy. I'm still a groove guy. So, you know, the first half is real, still is grooving. So it's easy for me to write those tunes, but I used them as bait and also, you know, to just get them involved. And then,
actually,
you are
all of it. I'm just going to forevermore call you a hybrid jazz artist.
I receive it, because that is true. And I think I'm going to start using that term, you know, instead of contemporary jazz, I'm hybrid jazz.
I love that. Yeah.
Like
a lot of folks are just
genre.
It's yes, honestly. And it needs to be said more often, because people are feeling closed in. And you know what? You have the example, and this is the example I use, and it breaks my heart that Rick Braun stepped out of that comfort zone and delved into an album where he wanted to get his Chet Baker on and sing and play the trumpet and go straight ahead with strings. And he
mm-hmm.
got nailed for it, and that's
sure
just
did.
Ridiculous, because you know what, if you think about it, and this is something for you to consider too, all of the greats that have paved the way for so many of us in jazz, the greats got nailed a time or two in their lives and faced great criticism, but they stuck to their muse and they kept on going, and that's how they're going to be remembered. So you know that you have work to do as far as what your particular gift is. You have to always make sure that you honor what the gift is. And you know what to do. Gosh, I'm preaching to the choir here.
That's all right. It's reinforcement. There's nothing wrong with reinforcement. So I love it, and I will continue. I am not trying to the best I could describe is I'm just trying to be me. Whatever comes out on my album, that's, as long as it's from my heart, that's what I'm going with. If I don't make radio or whatever it is, I'm just being me when it comes to Demetrius Crayon Neighbors. That's why this is a journey within part one. There will be a part two, but there is also an extension of me that's coming in 2012. It's a trio album coming out.
Oh,
that was a nice little segue. I didn't even plan that, Trish. Did you see that? That was pretty cool.
That was so cool. This is part of it. This is your first interview, so you're just discovering things all on your own.
Nice. That was pretty good. Yes. Actually, yes. It's trio Nomadian. So that would be all hybrid jazz. I mean, we're like the new fusion band, so that's our trio. We're actually going in next week and finish up the recording process. So
oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. You're gonna get a lot of music from, you know, from me that I'm involved with. You know, Randy Scott's album. I did 4 tracks on his album.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and then Terrence Palmer, the jazz bassist, his album is coming out next year in 2012, and then the trio album, and then I will start working on part two, you know, at the end of this time next year, start on part two. So it's a lot of music coming, and it's going to be me. That's it. It's going to be me.
I love to hear that because this is so cool, this project. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. All these experiences are going to come your way, and it's going to infuse your music with this new life. 2012 is going to be a really cool year for you. You know that, right?
Oh, I receive it. I really do receive it. I really do. And I thank you. You can speak it again so I can receive it.
2012 is going to be a really cool year for you, Demetrius Neighbors.
Oh, I like it. I really do.
Now, on that note, you want to set up a flowing interchange because folks are loving it in the chat room.
Yes, a flowing interchange. This is my R&B influence. I really wanted to make a track based on groove element of Earth, Wind, and Fire's Can't Hide Love. So the rhythm is really based, is the foundation from Can't Hide Love. So, and then the rest of it is just Demetrius Crayon Neighbors. But that is like my favorite song that I love to play. So a flow and interchange, and then with a flow and interchange, I wanted to mimic R&B singer and background interaction. That's why it's a flow and interchange, where the piano is the R&B singer and the trumpet. I actually use trumpet, flute, this kind of synthly as the background singers to have the interchange with me. That's why it's called a flow and interchange.
Well, my gosh, hasn't this song done unbelievably on CD Baby?
Yes. Matter of fact, that was the last song I wrote in August for this album. I wrote it in August. That was the last
song
to make the album.
Wow.
That was the last song. And I absolutely love it. It has the R&B flavor, the funk, but yet I have my gospel style, my piano stylings in there, and I didn't even care. When I tell you I didn't care about what came out of my playing on that song, yeah, it's just a great song. It's a flowing interchange. And in interchange, you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, you know what? All I knew is when I heard it, I thought something's happening here spiritually that you just can't explain.
Exactly. I felt the same when I was playing, and I was like, God, wherever you take me, I'm going. So I heard the gospel right there. I said, hey, it's going to stay. People will either like it or they will like it.
I love that. Well, here he is, Demetrius Neighbors, A Flowing Interchange from A Journey Within, Part 1 on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Woohoo! with that song, you have to understand, we were tripping down Coltrane Highway, and we met up with Jeffrey Osborne, and he made us go to church.
That's pretty good. I mean, that guy's pretty good on whoever wrote that song. I mean, he's pretty good, yeah.
Demetrius Neighbors, oh my gosh, A Flowing Interchange. I love that title. From A Journey Within Part 1. And once again, let us remind folks that you can go to www.dknmusic.com and find out all you need to know about this handsome devil that's on the line right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, please go to the website and sign up on the mailing list, or you can go to Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Yeah, I'm all over the place. I'm even on MySpace, which we don't really do anymore, but, you know, I'm grateful for MySpace. I'm there.
No, listen, I got to tell you, I just checked into MySpace after a year yesterday, and I straightened things up because I'm launching a new business, so I want to make sure I use my MySpace contacts, too, because it's just like some folks who can't get talked into Facebook, they're still in a MySpace frame of mind.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So
we're far removed from MySpace. Yeah.
Yeah, and it took some of us a while to get involved in Facebook, and Lord have mercy, some of us are way more involved in Facebook than we ever thought we would be.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I always say to myself, like, wow, I spend a lot of time on here.
Yes. It's addicting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I have to tell myself, get off Facebook, please. Stop.
But see, Demetrius, I will say in its defense, and this is for you, you just never know who's going to pop in to a conversation or send you a message, or somebody just heard the CD. Amazing bonds have been made. Like, for example, one of our great singers in this area in Baltimore is Debbie Poole. I made sure that I put out her YouTube video on my page one day, and son of a gun, Everett Harp heard it and said, wow, she's great.
Wow.
So you That's just awesome. Don't. You know, like George Duke is pretty active on his Facebook page. Occasionally we'll hear from some folks, but this is my best story. A couple of months ago, there was a lady on Facebook. I just knew her because we're friends on Facebook. I don't know her personally, but I know that she's a cool lady. So she had a birthday. And I said something sweet because everybody deserves to have something personal said on their birthday that's just not standard. So I said, I hope that your year is like the love that you feel on this page because I'm seeing it.
Wow.
And her uncle wrote to me and did it publicly on Facebook. And her uncle turns out to be Sonny Rollins.
Shut the noise. Really?
Yeah. So we had a little bit of an exchange on Facebook, and a couple of people were tripping to the point where Sonny had to shut his Facebook down because he was getting an onslaught. But honest to gosh, he was so tickled that, you know, somebody took the time to say something sweet to his niece. And you just don't know. Facebook is immediate gratification.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah,
wow.
And it could happen to you. You just don't know, and you're being really wise because you've got a Demetrius Neighbors page, and then you've got your fan page, which people can like.
Right.
So you're keeping that separate. It's all good. It's just all of it's working so that you're going to get the attention that you deserve.
Yeah, I started just to merge into my fan page, but I'm very personal. I'm a personable person. I love the interaction, and I remember when I was younger, and, you know, I'm still going through this phase. I mean, I'm not a mega superstar, you know, yet or whatever, but I just remember when I used to look at other artists, and I just wish I could be able to talk to them just to say hi and, you know, to find out your creative process. And I just thought to myself the other day when I was thinking about merging the pages, I was like, I love interacting with my Facebook friends. I love the interaction. I would, I try to get to everybody, but if I can't, I still love the interaction. I said, I'm just going to keep both pages open because I love to interact. I love when people are making comments and, and they're chatting with me. I love all that. And I want to continue that, as much as I'm able to, so.
It just feels like a family atmosphere, and people, for the most part, seem so positive, so supportive and encouraging. It's addicting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, what kind of bites, thoughts, occurrences have happened since the CD has been released?
Just the overwhelming response of how excellent it is, and meeting you and a couple of other people like Coco, Colleen Coco Spencer. I think right. Yeah, I mean, when Lynn made that announcement, that seemed to spark like crazy, especially with important personnel like you, Coco, Will McNeil out of Flint, Michigan, who runs a radio station, and, a couple of other people. I mean.
And Marissa.
Marissa has been definitely, me and Marissa have been working off and on together since last year when I released the single. And then plus, she's around here, and I play for everyone around here, Tim Bowman, Randy Scott. So anytime they perform, I'm there. So me and Marissa has been in contact, for over a year, probably even a couple of years, but definitely her as well. So, I mean, what has came out of it, definitely, being introduced to you all and, you all introduced to me. So that has been probably the, the overwhelming, just great experience,
Well, Lynn Rountree has certainly, he has just been effervescent in his praise of you. And that's a big deal because, he was one of the first guests on this show. And he really loves giving back. He's so generous. It doesn't matter to him that on his CD, he's showcased all the time. He likes to showcase other people. And he just loves you. And I just love that love. It's contagious.
Oh, yeah. Lynn is very, he's my big bro. I really look up to him and, take his advice. He's very humble. Very humble. And so I'm definitely grateful for him. And he was just telling me, I told him thank you again, a few times. And he said, man, he said, I just believe in you. And people, he said, it's a great record. And he said, people need to hear it. He said, people really need to hear it. So.
Well, it's going to sort of raise the bar for folks when they hear this CD. The folks who have been involved in just contemporary jazz, they're going to be listening to the CD and thinking, man, I better step up my game. And I mean that, Demetrius, because you have this intense background. You're not content to be just a particular kind of artist. And it just has occurred at the right place and time in the universe for people to peel away the layers of all that jazz underneath them and get it out there where it needs to be. We need to hear it.
Thank you so much. Yes. And I'm going to continue to, just try to write excellent compositions and, just from my heart. And what comes, what may. That's all I can say.
Well, now listen, we're looking at the holiday season now. This is December 20th when we're recording this. So do you have any dates? I mean, can folks come see you in Detroit, or are you concentrating on school and family, like over the next month or so? Can people come to see you?
Right now I'm pretty shut down because, it is the holiday season. So,
right.
And then school starts right back up. So I am planning on doing a concert, like either the end of the first quarter or second quarter. So to really put the performance on the way I want to do it, I'm leading more into the second quarter because I get out of school like, you know, midway through April. So if anything, the concert might be the end of April or even towards Mother's Day or something like that. I might plan it then.
I just want
to give it the attention that it needs. I'm not a person who likes, I'm not a half a person.
Right.
I don't like doing nothing half behind. That's the political answer. I don't believe in that. So,
right.
You know, I'm really trying to concentrate on the graduate program, but I am planning on a concert, either the end of the first quarter or the beginning of the second.
Well, it would be really cool to see you in the summertime be at some of these jazz festivals and have people take note of what you can do, what you're all about, because you would add so much flavor in sometimes, can I just say, strictly vanilla environments?
you could say that.
Okay. I just did.
Yeah, you did. You said it. Mm-hmm.
There's just so much that is mediocre contemporary jazz, and you have so much of a meal in this mix that people need to see what a live performance of an all-encompassing hybrid jazz artist is about.
and it would be, and I'm not saying this just to say this, but you know, again, my experience, the journey that I've taken is when it's time for a concert, of course the concert is going to be different than the album. It's a lot more to play with. There's a lot more to get you involved. Is, you know, I could take you on a deeper trip because we have intros, we have transitions, we have outros, and with me, you'll never know where I'm going. You may think you have me figure out, and I'm sorry, you're going to be mistaken.
And that's it. That's it right there. You might have you figured out, but what you have figured out, you just don't know.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to let you go, and then I'm not going to keep you on the line so I can play Full of Peace, because that's like almost 6 minutes. So, you know, unless you want to hang on with me, I'll just leave it up to you.
Trish, I am with you until you tell me, okay, we have to end the show here. We have to end the show.
Well, we got 15 minutes because I always make sure I do that extra 30 minutes, so that's cool. So that way you can hear. Isn't it cool when you hear your songs while you're on the phone?
Yes, that's pretty cool. I put it on speaker, and then I'm chatting with you all, and it's great. It's great.
Well, that makes me feel good.
It's funny because I don't even listen to my album no more until I have to relearn it. Because I've spent so much time with it, so it's refreshing because I haven't heard it in probably about a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, that's really awesome then. Well, set up this song because, you know, this is the first one that I fell in love with. Go ahead.
Oh, nice. This is Full of Peace. This was inspired by Horace Silver, the great jazz pianist.
Love it.
Peace. And that's one of my favorite ballads to play as far as in the jazz tradition. So this is an extension of his for the piece.
Oh, man, that's real nice. Real nice that you're harkening back to and a gentleman who's still with us. God bless him. Horace Silver is still with us in legendary status. And I don't know what he's doing these days, but maybe somehow, some way he'll hear this and go, I got to get in touch with this guy.
Well, quick story. You know Dave Liebman?
I know the name.
Dave Liebman is. He used to play with Miles Davis.
Yes.
He came to a clinic at our school at U of M just a couple of months ago, and I had to play for him. It was me and my quartet. It was a quartet. We played. And I played this song, and him and his group, they said this was a jazz standard. They were floored by the composition. And I was just so overwhelmed by the response that he gave. I was just like, thank you. Because this is the man who played with Miles Davis and a host of the greats. He's a great in his own right, and along with, because he's a legend as well. So he was like, man, his whole group, it was four of them. They all said this should be in a jazz standard. They say they're looking forward to seeing this in the jazz standard book, because it is. It's a standard all day.
Oh, my God. What a high compliment that is.
I was just like, thank you. I said it just like that, like he was Santa Claus. I was like, thank you. I was so excited. I just sat there like a little kid. I felt like I was 12.
You better get used to these kinds of compliments. You know that.
Again, I'm just grateful. I am grateful.
Right, totally. I understand. Well, this is this is Demetrius Neighbors, and this is from his CD, A Journey Within, Part 1, Full of Peace. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. used to have a disc jockey back in Philadelphia, the great late Hylett, who used to say, "Man, that was tasty. Salad, Ted, no said." That is so choice. Oh, Lord. From Demetrius Neighbor CD, A Journey Within, Part 1, that is full of peace. Shout out to Alekos Syropoulos on tenor sax there. Have mercy.
Syropoulos, that is my little bro. And also is Jesse Kramer on drums and Ben Watson. Those are all my U of M little brothers who range from 21 to 23 years old. It is some talented guys up there at U of M.
That they are so young and play like they're 80 years old. Oh, my God.
Exactly, yes. It's a great program, and I love all them guys. And on that tune, I really wanted to feature Alekos. The thing was, I didn't really stretch out as much as I usually do, but because I wanted to feature him. I mean, one thing about it, when you're blessed, you're supposed to bless somebody else.
Oh,
so
you're not kidding.
I wanted him to shine on that tune. And so he did. I told him, I said, "Let go, stretch. Just go. Just go ahead and do it." And he did.
Well, honestly, when you were playing that piece, and it struck me the first time I heard it, and we really have to wrap things up now, but honestly, I keep thinking that Joe Sample has to hear you because his mind would be blown.
Ah, that's a crazy compliment.
Oh, it is, because Joe Sample was on Cool Jazz Conversations with Joy and I months ago, and he had an epiphany. He was really sad about the state of music until he heard Take 6, and he was really happy to hear the creativity. He would be really happy to hear that young cats are turning out this kind of music again. So, you know, it gives me further impetus to try to get him on this show, so we can talk about you.
Yes. Oh, man, Trish, thank you so much again for this opportunity.
Oh, listen, it's been a trip. Didn't know it was going to go this far, but I'm so glad it worked out the way it's supposed to. You know, Demetrius, that you have a gift, and like our kids, we know that God only gives us these things on borrowed time. They don't belong to us. They belong to him, and he can take them back when he wants to take them back. So you're going to be fine. You're going to have a great year, and it's a beautiful album, and I'm just proud to know you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. And everyone that's listening, thank you so much. And please encourage someone to please support the CD and support my music. And Norman, go ahead and work the West Coast. GM Rocks, I need you to work Texas. I need everybody on here to work. Because Trish going to work for me. She already did her big job right now. She's going to even try to get me on some festival. So please, y'all, please.
Man, like he never forgets anything you say, too. You're really dangerous. Thank you. I'm going to let you go. Give a big, big hug and kiss to Jada.
Thank you. I will.
All right. God bless you, Demetrius Neighbors.
God bless you, too, Trish.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, man, we are really doing it. All right, listen, I'm going to wrap this up as much as I can. Thank you so much to Norman, to Chris, to our guests, to our wonderful Griselda, who graces us with her presence every time in the chat room. Make sure you go to dknmusic.com and learn more about Demetrius Crayon Neighbors. Thursday, don't forget the wrap-up before Christmas. Jerry B. sitting in with me and Joyce Cooling. It's going to be cool. God bless you. Love you all. Thank you so much for your support. Woohoo! Yes! God is good in the neighborhood!